Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Soul Wars and Adventure into the Supernatural by Chris Klein was written and birthed from her spirit and imagination. Although most are made up, the actions and situations of the characters can be real. The storyline is about four families in a small western town and how they interact with each other and how spirits of darkness manipulate them. Angels are committed to helping their charges. The celestial beings are positioned to protect their charge from any action promoting evil and the possibility of truth being learned. Sometimes these supernatural creatures illuminate in our sphere just for moments or stay with the family for generations. We are all subjected to them, just like the families in Chris's story. From a life of rock and roll, including the inner circle with the Rolling Stones, to being oppressed by a spirit that claimed to be God but wasn't, Chris has had many experiences that she puts in a book, Shake, Rattle, and Roll, that became a bestseller in New Zealand and Australia. After 2 decades traveling to New Zealand, Australia, and the South Pacific, Chris returned to the States to continue ministering, casting out spirits from those whose lives were bound. A former radio host and done over 400 interviews, she shared her story speaking on the steps of the nation's capital. Chris Klein, author of Soul Wars and Adventure into the Supernatural, is our guest on This Week in America. Hi, Chris. Welcome to the program. Great to have you with us.
Yeah, I've been looking forward to it.
This will be fun. I have a fascinating book. The book is receiving rave reviews. The book is Soul Wars. We'll give you all the information and Chris's website as we go through the program. First of all, Chris, what was the inspiration for writing Soul Wars? And then explain the title. The title grabs your attention right away. Two words and it grabs our attention.
Well, the title came to me out of nowhere, and that was only a few months ago. This book, Soul Wars, I started writing when I lived in Australia, and I spent 2 years working on it over there. It seemed like everybody who wanted to help me type it, something bad happened to them, and then I'd have to find somebody else. One person even had a heart attack, and it's just been spiritual warfare all along. But the idea came to me when I was watching a show called Knots Landing, and they had this four families in a little cul-de-sac and how they all interacted with each other. So I decided to put demons and angels in their lives and make up a story. So I made up the whole thing.
I love Knots Landing, sort of the basis for the format you use in Soul Wars. Our guest is Chris Klein. If you're Googling, that's K-L-I-N-E. Our website, very simple, authorchrisklein.com. We'll give you that as we go throughout the program. This book and our others available, of course, Amazon, all of the usual places. The front of the book has written an adventure in the supernatural. Tell us more about the adventure in the supernatural.
Well, it actually happened to me. I had a voice come and talk to me from behind me, yet above me. And I turned around, the voice said, Chris, I'm God, don't be afraid. And the windows began to rattle, and I went and sat on the bed just not knowing what to do, and this brilliant white light filled me. And I could tell something was looking out of my eyes, you know, where they were getting my eyes to go where I wasn't particularly telling them to go.
Yes.
And so I channeled for 9 years, not thinking it was God, but not knowing that, you know, it wasn't true. It was a demon power. And so when I started to write Soul Wars and really get into writing it, I took everyday occurrences that happened in people's lives and twisted them with whether an angel was egging them on or a spirit, the evil spirit, was egging them on. And so I got the idea of from Knots Landing, the TV show about, you know, families all living in a cul-de-sac, and I just made it a small town in the Midwest, and how the sheriff gets a demon, and how this one, and I had to kill off a few people because I didn't want too many too many characters in there. So one lady, she was really a posh one, and she wanted more money, and she didn't have anything to do with her daughter, didn't have anything to do with her husband. She just shopped. And so she decided she was going to burn down her husband's garage. and get the insurance money, and she slipped and fell, and she got caught in the fire. So that's just an example of making up a story as I went.
That could be believable. You read the reviews and the rave reviews for Chris's book, Soul Wars. You'll find the book available wherever books are sold, send it to Amazon, Barnes & Noble. Her website, authorchriskline.com, and Kline is K-L-I-N-E. Of course, Amazon, the usual places. This is interesting because I think all of us at some point in time wrestle with this. Do you believe in demons and angels? We all go through asking ourselves that. Do you believe in demons and angels?
Well, I do because I've physically been involved in them, or with them, I should say. And I did, when I came back to the States, I had a ministry that had carried on from Fiji of casting the demons out of people. And the root was they had to ask God for forgiveness for whatever they've been doing that they knew they shouldn't have been doing that gave the enemy room in their life to say if someone's committing adultery, that's a spirit of Jezebel. And when they would confess it and ask for forgiveness, then I would pray for them and call that spirit by name, and it would come out. My husband went with me to the Youth with a Mission University in Hawaii, and one of the men raised his hand, and he said, there's something in me, and I want it out. And so I went over, I stopped the class, and I went over, and this voice started talking out of him to me, and I said, you must leave. And no, I'm not going anywhere. And it was, my husband said he flew up to the front of the room because he couldn't believe that this man's voice had changed so much. And in the long run, I got a little spooked too because I said I need some people to be around him so he doesn't jump on me.
Oh yes.
Yeah. So anyway, we got it out of him. He went on to run a ministry in India, and his marriage was healed, and it was a good show.
It's fascinating what the stories that you have, and you bring these stories out, stories with four families in a cul-de-sac based on Knott's Landing. It's interesting because it's just like, could be a cul-de-sac in our town. You have different people there, different personalities. The book is Soul Wars. Maybe you've just done that, but give us an example of an encounter that most people would be able to relate to.
Well, I don't know if they could relate to this, but the one that comes to mind was third in line of a family of spiritual bondages. She was going to take a piece of acid, the drug.
Yes.
And she went down to her little favorite place by a lake, and it blew out of her hand onto the ice. And she could almost get to it, and an angel came into life and whisked its wings and blew the thing away so she couldn't get it. And I think angels do appear sometimes in our life to save us from something, and that's how he saved her. She didn't bother to go out and try and find it, and the acid was laced with strychnine.
Wow. Now, do you think sometimes we have these encounters, maybe not quite to that extent, but we have an encounter and we don't realize it?
Yeah, I think we realize the good ones more. We might call them a coincidence.
Oh, yes.
But God's definitely on the move. And I know he's saved me from a lot of things. I got kidnapped in New York. And if it weren't through my connections with the Rolling Stones getting me out of that, I don't know what would have happened to me. I probably would have been sold.
Well, I was just going to say, a lot of your stories are in the book, Shake, Rattle, and Roll. That was a bestseller in New Zealand and Australia. You'll find that information, of course, Amazon and on Chris's website, authorchriskline.com. Our guest on the program, K-L-I-N-E. You can go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, link directly to Chris's website, get information on this book and all of her books. Why are humans in a battle with these unseen creatures? Why does that happen?
Well, because the earth is theirs, really. when Adam and Eve sinned, God took the earth away from them and sent them out of the kingdom. And so we're all now in the world. You're either in the kingdom of God or you're in the world. And if you're in the world or even in the kingdom, the spirits have access to you. It's prayer that stops them. So I had in the book Soul Wars, I had somebody starting to do something, and the mother way back home, her son's about to get hurt, and the spirit says, pray for Walter's safety. And he was in Vietnam and was told to go into this hut, and he felt down, like, I'm not going in there. Meanwhile, his mother's praying, save him, whatever he's about to do, save him from it. And so that prayer goes long distance over to Vietnam, and he says, no, officer, I'm not going in. So he sent another guy in and said, you know, we'll deal with you later. And they sent a guy in, and the thing blew up. So the mother's prayers prevented him from going into the shack, and he saved his life.
Just an amazing story. Our guest on the program is Chris Klein. Our website is authorchrisklein.com. The book we're talking about specifically is Soul Wars and Adventure into the Supernatural. How long did it take you to write this book? And I say that because you've got these four different families. All of them are different. You're weaving in and out of a number of storylines. It's a fascinating, entertaining read as well. How long did it take you to write this?
I wrote most of it for about 6 months over in Australia, and then I sent it to a friend to edit it. And she was in New Zealand, and they stopped it in customs. I couldn't, you know, the girl I sent it to said I never got it, and I didn't know where it was. And finally, one day, someone that knew me was down at customs and saw the packet with my name on it. And they said, we don't know where this came from. It's just been sitting here. And so I got it back. And within months, I was moving back to the States. So in Minneapolis, I tried to finish it. I remember saying to God, you got to give me an ending. Because you understand, I'm making this up every night as I write,
yes,
making up the stories. And I've never done that. My other books are all true stories that happened to me. But where was I?
It's at customs.
Yeah. So I just stuck it in a drawer for the next 10 years, and then I couldn't sleep here, and it just kept coming to me that I needed to do the book, and I didn't know where to begin, but I just sat down, did it over again. And that's the product you have. It was called We Wrestle Not, which is a scripture that says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spirits and principalities and powers of darkness. That's in Ephesians. And but Soul Wars came to me one day, and I thought, that's the name. And so that's where it got its name.
Well, it's a name that captures your attention. It's easy to remember. Soul Wars, the book by Chris Klein. Her website is authorchrisklein.com. Something else that you mentioned, and we hear it often, spiritual warfare. How would you define that? What does that actually mean, spiritual warfare?
Well, it means that you're conducting business, so to speak, with the spirits of the other world. And they're warring against you, and you're warring back in the spirit, in all in the spirit realm. But you talk to them. You could, just like that boy, I talked to the demon in him. I said, you have to leave. And it said, no. And then I said, you have to leave. And he said, okay, I'm gone. I said, no, you're not. You're still talking through him. So these things, spiritual warfare is a term that many in the church will understand, that you're in a battle, and it is not easy to be a Christian by any means. I mean, you have good things happen to you, but you also have things that spirits are behind. I had a man that I didn't pray it through. He wanted to hold on to my stocks that I had from my family business. And I didn't pray it through. I just went on some people's attitude towards him. And anyway, I gave him 500 grand worth of stock, and he sold it and lost it. So that horrible thing that happened to me was my fault. I didn't pray it through. It's a lot of times we really need to ask God before we make decisions.
Interesting point. Chris Klein, author of Soul Wars and Adventure into the Supernatural. Time going by so quickly. A few minutes left in the program. You touched on this before. In your novel, I'll ask you if anyone dies because of demons. We know that there are some deaths. Demons behind that, the incident you were talking about with the wife that died in the fire. Demons behind that?
Well, yeah, they talked her into going and burning the place down. They put the idea into her mind and then sort of like blew it up, made it very possible to do. Yeah, let's do that. Now, whose fault it is she fell and died, that I would leave into God's hands. But the demons are the ones that got her excited to go and do it.
I mentioned in the beginning your background, a fascinating one, and I'll recommend Chris's book, Shake, Rattle, and Roll, the book, a bestseller in New Zealand as well as in Australia. Are there parts of your own escapades in the book Soul Wars? Any of you in there?
Well, I took a time where there was a girl who was in the altar call. She was dressed all in grunge and black and had pierced lips and nose and a mohawk hairdo. And I knew just by looking at her that she had been, I mean, the Lord spoke, but I knew from experience that she more than likely had been raped. I can't think of the right word.
Yes.
Molested by her father. And so I took that example and I put that in Soul Wars, and I played it out where the father came up forward to the altar call also and told her not to say anything. And in the end, she did. So I just kind of expelled on that situation and made it up more in the book.
Soul Wars is the name of Chris's book. What do you hope someone gets out of reading the book? They're interesting stories. They are well told, very visual. We can see the people as they're going through their lives and the ups and downs. What do you hope the takeaway is for the reader from reading Soul Wars?
I would hope that they would see there is a real battle. They'll probably have a battle trying to read it.
It's a very easy read. That part will be easy. It's interpreting it that might present the challenges.
Yeah. I think it will have them open their eyes to the fact that we're not alone here, and that it's not, you know, Martians. It's actual spirits that are loose on the earth and cause trouble where they can. And their whole point is to get you not to like God, not to want God, not to pray to God.
What do we do, and I shouldn't ask this because we've only got a couple minutes here, but if we feel we are possessed by an evil spirit and we want to get rid of that spirit, how do we go about doing that? Is prayer the best way to eliminate the evil spirits?
It's better to have somebody do it on you, an exorcism on you. But for yourself, you go humbly to the Lord in prayer and say, I'm sorry, I repent, I believe that you will free me, and I ask you to do that in Jesus' name. It's Jesus' name that has the power against the spirits.
Who or what controls the good and bad that all of us go through? I'm going to squeeze that one in here at the end, because we all go through up and down and we wonder, did I do this to myself? Is it just coincidence, circumstance? Who controls that?
Everything you said.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. And it really is, the Lord controls it. I'll tell you real quick, there's a spirit where says all the angels, all the sons of God were around the throne room of God, and he said, who's going to get that king to go into battle? And one spirit stepped forward with an idea, one stepped forward with an idea, and then another one said, I have an idea. And God said, what is it? I'm going to go down in the mouth of the prophets and lie and have them go into battle and have them lie and say they're going to win when in fact they won't. So that's a spiritual scripture that's always amazed me, that they go before the throne room and they get their what they're supposed to do in God's plans. It's not just if you trip on a rock. It's, you know, these are heavy wars and things they were fighting.
Amazing, and time has gone by way too quickly. That's why I will suggest very strongly you pick up a copy of Chris's book, Soul Wars and Adventure into the Supernatural. Her other books will be listed as well, including Shake, Rattle, and Roll. Her website, authorchrisklein.com. Chris is C-H-R-I-S, Klein, K-L-I-N-E. The book available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, published by workbookpress.com. You'll find the book there and the information on the website. And we, of course, will have that on our website. Chris, a pleasure having you on the program. You're a very talented author. Are you working on a new book?
Yes, I am. But I said to my friend, I don't know how to write a book. who am I kidding?
Well,
but I'm starting it because I'm going to call it Slaves of Ancient Artifacts, and I'm using it in the now for me that I ended up with an idol, and this idol has such power behind it that anybody who even gazes on it or holds it or admires it, the spirit that's behind that idol will follow them and take them into trouble.
Fascinating. I hope we have a chance to talk about that. And if you don't know anything about writing, don't learn, because you're doing a very nice job so far of writing these books. The book is Soul Wars, An Adventure into the Supernatural by Chris Klein, K-L-I-N-E. Chris, thank you for joining us on the program. Hopefully we can do it again. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
It has been our pleasure. Chris Klein, author of Soul Wars and Adventure into the Supernatural. Her website, authorchrisklein.com. All this, of course, on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And you're listening to This Week in America. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.